It's nice to have a chance to meet you.
Nice
I
to
have
meet
your,
you.
Your earlier books, but I have been moving, and as a result, I couldn't find them.
Are in storage, or are they just
were in storage.
In moving?
I moved them now to my new apartment, and I have about 4,000 books that are just stacked on the floor.
Uh-huh. I'm doing the same thing myself right now.
And somewhere in that 4,000 book library are your two earlier books, and a book by Harold Brodkey, who's also coming in this week for an interview.
Uh-huh.
And his is a real big book. It's like
that's right.
That thick, you know. I still couldn't
can't find it.
Yeah. What sort of apartment are you moving into, or a house? Or
no, it's an apartment down in the village, West Village.
Bigger, better?
It's bigger. Uh-huh. I'm actually not quite in there yet. All my books are in storage, as they've been for months.
Where do you keep your books?
Well, when they're in my apartment, they're in bookshelves. But
no, in storage.
I've been in between. They're out in New Jersey.
Out in New Jersey. I rented a storage room uptown in Manhattan for months.
Uh-huh.
But that's not good. That's not fun.
No, I want to get them. I'm starting to buy books that I already have, but that I need for different reasons.
Where are you from?
I'm from Manchester, Massachusetts, which is north of Boston, about a half an hour up the coast.
What sort of family do you come from? Literary household?
Well, it wasn't literary at the time, but I have a brother and a sister who are both writers now. I mean, burgeoning writers.
You're talking about fiction writers?
Uh-huh.
And what did your family do?
My father was a banker and a stock broker in Boston.
Did you have any literary impulses as a child?
No, not really. I liked reading books, but not in any major precocious way. You know, I was just reading the same books that people my age were reading. But I was immersed when I was reading books. I remember that pleasure. But it wasn't really till high school that I started keeping a journal, or not keeping a journal, but writing in a journal, and sort of kept on doing that and never stopped.
Were you one of these kids?